USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacting to the news that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will be sending two articles of impeachment to the Senate next week.
I think it's ridiculous. She should have sent them a long time ago. It belittles the process. Nancy Pelosi will go down as probably the least successful Speaker of the House in the history of our nation. She has done nothing.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is claiming the top Iranian terrorist killed in last week's airstrike in Iraq was an imminent threat to U.S. forces. Pompeo noted the Iranian terrorist was targeting U.S. embassies. Iran continues to say it did not shoot down a commercial jet as it was firing missiles at U.S. forces earlier this week. Evidence is growing that an Iranian surface-to-air missile took down the Ukrainian passenger jet, killing 176 people. This is USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
NASA is graduating its first class of Artemis astronauts. The 13 men and women will fly missions to the moon and maybe even Mars.
Their trailblazing triumphs will transform humanity's presence in our solar system and forever change life here on Earth. In short, they represent the best of humanity and our most fervent hopes for the future. No pressure.
NASA Administrator Jim Brandenstein says the space agency is committed to sending a man and the first woman to the moon by 2024. The graduating class spent the last 2 years in intense training. Police in Florida are releasing more information about what led to this morning's lockdown at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. Just before 2 a.m. this morning, St. Petersburg police say a man with a gun vandalized a car and the front door of his ex's apartment. Police then got a tip that the man might be near the military base. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Labor Department reported 145,000 jobs were added in December. That's about 20,000 below what economists were hoping for. Still, it's the 10th straight year the U.S. economy has added jobs. Now, wages were also up, but not quite meeting the expectations many had set. Now, when it comes to what jobs are created, whether they're blue-collar or whether they're white-collar, Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe tells Fox Business all jobs need to be created equal.
It seems to me a coin has heads and tails. They're both equally important. If we're still going to look at labor in terms of blue collar and white collar, it's kind of a sucker's bet to start arguing that one is more important than the other. But that's what we do. That's what we do in education. This school is better than that school. How many magazines year after year rank the top 100 colleges? A couple of years ago, I made this point and said, why isn't anyone ranking the top trade schools? And Forbes eventually did, which was terrific. But you don't see enough of it, because when we tell kids, you want to talk about debt and college and all of that, you know, $1.6 trillion in student loans isn't really a mystery when you think of it in terms that we've been telling people for decades that if they don't sign on the dotted line, they're going to wind up turning a wrench. That meme, that trope is so inculcated in our in the reptilian part of our brain, it's very, very difficult to step away from it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.